Well, members of the Trilogical Society and guests, you just don't know how special an honor it is for me to stand before you today as president of this superb organization. And because of the great admiration and respect that I have for the colleagues that have preceded me in this position as president, some of whom are sitting here in the audience today, it is indeed humbling for me to be counted among them. Without a doubt, I would not have been able to come this far without the tireless encouragement, love, and support of my wife, Libby. I'm so glad that you're here this morning. And realizing how big an occasion this is for us, two of our children, Christine and Joey, are here, came to be with us today. And we're just thankful and delighted that they could make it. Our daughter, Catherine, could not make it, but all three of them have been a blessing to us in so many ways, and they've made us so proud. And not the least of the ways has been by giving us this five wonderful grandchildren. They have truly enriched our lives. As you know, my main address as a president was given at the meeting of the sections. So in this meeting, they just give me a few minutes to make some remarks. And so I will talk about relevance of the trilogical today and tomorrow. And as I prepared for this talk, I spent some time thinking about the meaning of the word relevance, which is a word that today is tossed around in business and social circles, and for good reason, as many organizations, particularly non-for-profit organizations, are concerned about remaining relevant in today's rapidly changing environment. The dictionary defines relevance as pertinent to or having a connection with the matter and their consideration. And for our purpose today, the matter and their consideration is our membership, both current and potential. So in order to determine our relevance as a scientific society, we must determine what is pertinent to our members, both today and into the future. And then we will be able to determine what steps we need to take to either become relevant if we're not, or remain relevant in the foreseeable future. I thought a good way to begin this quest would be to seek feedback from those otolaryngologists that have joined the society most recently. So in 2011 and 2012, 69 otolaryngologists were inducted into the Trilogical Society. And with the help of Gail Binderup, we looked at the composition of this group of newest members, and we found that, interestingly, all the subspecials of otolaryngology were fairly equally represented among them, with the exception, perhaps, of facial plastic surgery and sleep disorders. We then emailed each new member, sending a personal letter from me as the president of the society. And in it, I explained that we were seeking their feedback because we believed it to be most important for our ongoing understanding of the value of membership in the Trilogical, especially as we seek to attract future members. And rather than sending this group a cumbersome survey with potentially biased multiple choices, we simply requested that they reflect on the reason or reasons why they made the decision to become a member of the Trilogical Society, and then briefly shared those thoughts with us via return email. We received 37 responses to our open-ended request for a response rate of 54%. And Fortunately, as you see here, the representation of the subspecialties among the responders was almost identical to that of the entire group, so we thought it was fairly representative of the specialty. The responses, which were very interesting, ranged in length from one sentence to a page and a half. And the average response was 180 words long. So in search of an objective way to analyze this viable, albeit diverse, information, I was fortunate to be directed to Alicia Burris, who is the director of the Center for Educational Development and Research at the University of Oklahoma. I explained to her what I was trying to do. She knew exactly what to do. She took the information we gathered and conducted what is known as a qualitative thematic analysis, a process that is aided, and I didn't know this, by sophisticated text analysis software, and it consists of three stages. First, coding of the text line by line. Next, developing descriptors. And finally, doing an analysis to group similar descriptors and determine the frequency in which they are mentioned in the text. The analysis of the responses identified seven themes or key elements that influenced the decision of these new members to join the Trilogical Society, and listed in rank order, they include, number one, membership affords the opportunity to contribute and advance academic, scholarly excellence and research within the field. Number two, membership is considered prestigious, and those persons respected in the field are members. Number three, membership is viewed as necessary for professional development and for attaining professional and personal goals. Number four, current members, mentors or influential colleagues urged or encouraged them to seek membership. Number five, membership is viewed as a gateway or prerequisite for membership and leadership opportunities in other societies like the AOS and the ALA. Number six, because the Trilogical Society promotes a cross-discipline focus and specialty unity. And number seven, membership is a pathway to enhance and be part of increased funding opportunities and research grants to expand the field. And as an interesting aside, several of the members mentioned in their replies that how meaningful to them it was, that induction ceremony we just had this morning. So let's get back to the highest ranked reason given by these members for joining the Trilogical, that the Society affords the opportunity to contribute and advance academic and scholarly excellence and research. Well, I believe these opportunities are realized in part through attendance and presentations at meetings like this. And in this regard, let us look at a couple of parameters. This is the number of attendees to these meetings has steadily increased over the past few years, which is very good. The number of papers submitted and papers accepted for publication has increased some, but remains steady. And you can see that there is a gap between the number of papers submitted and those that are accepted. But overall, I think we're doing pretty well. However, given that the number one pertinent reason listed by these new members is the opportunity to contribute, and this is one venue to do it, it behooves us to continue to be creative in finding more opportunities for them to present their work at our meetings. The other forum available to our members and others to contribute to scholarly advancement of the specialty is the Laryngoscope, the journal of the Trilogical Society. Under the able leadership of the previous editor, Jonas Johnson, and now Mickey Stewart, who's doing an outstanding job as editor of the journal, the number of manuscripts submitted for publication has risen steadily over the past several years. Furthermore, the prestige, if you will, of publishing in the laryngoscope has also increased steadily, as indicated here by the number of papers cited, which has almost doubled in a decade, and the increasing citation index, which make the laryngoscope one of the most cited journals in the specialty. This, of course, speaks well about our current state of relevance. Of course, you know, presenting and publishing is the intended outcome of our research. So another pertinent marker we can use to monitor our relevance is how well we're doing on funding research. And we see here that the amount of dollars given by the Trilogical in the form of grants to support research has increased dramatically over the past 10 years. And at the present time, the Trilogical gives $440,000 a year in grants to support research. And I should mention that that is the largest amount of dollars committed to support research given by any organization in otolaryngology. So in that regard, the Trilogical is number one. So again, I am pleased to say that this is an area in which we're doing exceedingly well. So when we consider our overall success and the highest rank element, and in light of the six other identified reasons for choosing membership in the Trilogical, I believe we can safely conclude that the Trilogical is a relevant organization today. Now, an all-too-common mistake that follows such a conclusion is the tendency to believe that, okay, we're all right, there is no reason to worry. The mistake of assuming that what worked for us yesterday and is working today will continue to serve us well in the future. And I would suggest that we must avoid making that mistake and resist the temptation of resting on our laurels. Instead, I would think that we should follow the advice of Steve Jobs, who, as you know, knew how to create relevance, and who I paraphrase here. If you do something and it turns out pretty good, don't dwell on it for too long. Go do something else wonderful. Just figure out what's next. Undoubtedly, what's next will vary with time and circumstances. However, as we go forward, I believe we will be better at figuring out what's next for the Trilogical to remain relevant in the future if we have a futuristic mindset. And being a futuristic organization doesn't mean that we should just simply try to predict the future. Instead, it means being attuned to the changes in the environment, evaluating continually how the society can best adapt to these changes, and having the courage to try innovative responses and approaches. And each one of these three aspects, I think, is very important. And I will not get into the details of what we need to do, but I would say that as we look ahead in this manner with an eye towards innovation, it may be helpful for us to adhere to a few basic tenets. First, we must assume the responsibility to envision and shape the future of this organization we so dearly care about. We must not think that we can rely on external experts or consultants to map the road ahead for us. The process that we call strategic planning, that usually performed every 5 years, but in an environment of rapid change like the one we're living in today, this is no longer adequate. What is now required is an ongoing planning process with biannual and in some areas even yearly self-examination. And I am delighted to report that we have begun to doing that with the Intellectual Property Committee and the guidance of Mickey Stewart and Bob Miller. And we're having yearly strategic sessions to stay ahead of what's going on in the publishing world. Second, we must strive to seek true diversity. And what do I mean by that? Because in order to better understand and be responsive to the needs of the constituencies we want to attract and retain, I believe that the committee structure and the council of the society should include diversity, not only of race and gender, but equally important of generation and ideas and skills. I believe the committee structure and the council of the future should have real representation of residents, fellows, and young new members. And we're also moving in that direction. I was delighted that the council yesterday approved the creation, the suggestion of Miles Pensack approved the creation of a social media committee that will be put us in touch with individuals that are using all the media that's available today. Of course, it would be ideal to have a committee structure and council that is well-balanced, representation of the different subspecialties of otolaryngology, but I recognize that doing so is difficult, but we should strive towards a more balanced membership in this structure. In addition to that, we must expand and strengthen our alliances with subspecialty societies in otolaryngology. And as an example of such an effort, I would mention that we are embarking in a joint project with the Society of University Otolaryngologists in response to our call-in in the winter for a forum to educate our educator. We are going to have a triological and SUO-sponsored speaker and panel at the upcoming meeting of SUO in November, and we will have a two-hour workshop prior to the meeting in the winter of the triological. Again, is sponsored both by us and SUO. And third, we should seek quality information, such as that produced by the currently available and very sophisticated analysis of trends and implications. It will serve us well to remember that quality information helps produce quality decisions. And last, but certainly not least, we must remain financially strong so that we can continue to support research by up-and-coming otolaryngologists. It is no secret that our current financial strength is almost solely dependent on our publications, particularly the Laryngoscope and also ENT Today. However, that may change as the publishing world evolves, and we must therefore explore alternative means to remain financially strong. And in this regard, we should take note of what is going on in the non-for-profit world. As you know, many of the non-for-profit organizations are dependent on donations to support their mission. And this source of revenue is being threatened by the upcoming regulations on charitable contributions. So in response to these changes, some of these organizations are exploring new avenues to generate funds. One of the newest is the so-called L3C, which is a low-profit limit liability company. This is a variant of the LLC, and L3C is run like a business and is profitable, but its primary aim is to provide social or scientific benefit. Other nonprofit organizations have set up internal for-profit subsidiaries to secure funds to support their mission. And I mentioned these examples not to suggest that we rush and follow suit, but to simply urge us to be open-minded about innovative financial models. Remaining relevant in the future will undoubtedly be a significant challenge for the Trilogical Society. However, because of my firsthand knowledge of the visionary leadership and extraordinary commitment of our future leaders, such as Jonas Johnson, our president-elect, Miles Pensack, our newly elected or appointed EVP, Mickey Stewart at the helm of the Laryngoscope, and all the members of the council, how can we not feel confident that we will meet this challenge head-on and that the Trilogical Society will not only remain relevant, but will thrive for many years to come. Thank you so much for your attention.